Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We honor you and glorify your holy name. Father, we express our gratitude unto you because there is no one like you. You are God alone from beginning to the end. There's no one like you, Lord. We bless you because in you we live and move and we have our very being. Lord Jesus, our existence is of you. We come today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to honor you, to worship you, to praise you, and to glorify your name. Because we bear witness that there is no other God but you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name this morning. Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, but I decrease and you increase this morning. That as we share your word, as I stand before this, your great people, I pray, Lord, that you take absolute control. In the name of Jesus. Let every heart be open to receive your word. Because the entrance in of your word, it gives light and it gives understanding to the simple. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Because there's a reason why your people are here today. There's a purpose for everything that you have brought them, Lord Jesus, to hear your word. Minister unto every heart this morning. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, I commit my soul unto you. And I pray, Lord, over this place that the blood of Jesus Christ avail right now. Let your blood avail, Lord. Let your glory come down. Let your power descend upon your people this morning. That every yoke be broken. That every shackles and fetters of iron be destroyed this day. In the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed be your wonderful name. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. God all by Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let's give the Lord a clap offering this morning. Give the Lord a clap offering this morning. The Lord, He is the beginning and the end. There's no one like Him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Good to see everybody. Hey, we'll do one thing this morning, please. Don't sit down yet. Just stand up. Let's just love on each other. Amen? Let's love on each other. Say your neighbor, God bless you. Love on him. Hug him. I haven't seen you. Man, I haven't seen you for quite a week. God bless your heart. Wow, good to see you. Good morning, sir. Bro Paul, God bless you. Good to see you. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Love on each other, everybody. Love on each other this morning. The Lord is good all the time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Woo. Hallelujah. It is well with your souls. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's get seated. Let's get this going. See what the Lord will have us do today. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Good to see you, Sister Chioma. Welcome back. Sister Nina, God bless you. Pastor Emmanuel, God bless you. Welcome back, everybody. I know a lot of you went on vacation, and I hope you guys had a good time. You guys had a blessed time. You know, the Lord is good all the time. I know you all have testimonies. We'll give testimonies when the time is right, but today, we just want to share the word a little bit, encourage our hearts, remind us of a few things, where we need to be. Let the Lord bless us with his word today. That's just the encouragement that the Lord would like me to have with you and remind you of the things that you need to be aware of again. It's not that you don't know these things, but that you need to be aware of them again. Especially with the times in which we are living in. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Knowing the time of your visitation. Know the time of your visitation. And that's the topic I'd like to talk on this morning as we continue on. And my text of scripture will be taken from Luke 19. Luke 19:41-44. If you have your Bibles, your app, your phone, let's get on there real quick. Luke 19:41-44. And it says, and when he was come near. Now, this is giving you a little bit of a context. This is talking about the triumphant entry of Jesus Christ, okay? So have that picture at the back of your mind as we go along. It says, and when he was come near, he beheld the city. When he beheld the city, it says, he wept over it. Now, this is about the second time in the scriptures we know that Jesus Christ wept. First time, he wept when he saw Lazarus, about Lazarus' death and all that. This is about the second time when he came near the city and he looked at the city and wept. So the question is, why did he weep over the city? And he went on to say, verse 42, and if thou had known, even thou at this at the least in this day, this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace. But now they are hid from thine eyes. For the days shall come upon thee that an enemy shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee round about and keep thee in on every side and shall lay thee even with the ground and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another. Why? Because thou knowest not the time of thy visitation. Important for us to know the time of our visitation. And that's what the Lord would like me to share with us today. A sense of sadness when the Lord came up to that, toward that city, knowing that whatever pertained to their peace, they were not aware of it. Apparently, the people were looking for somebody that will come and deliver them from the hands of the Romans. The people were looking for a political Messiah, someone that will come and take them from all that they are suffering from. But that was not the plan of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. It is important for us to know that the reason why Christ was talking about their destruction, if you look deeper, you will discover that Jerusalem at the time had issues, corruption, anything you can think of, as we find it today in our time. No wonder, after Christ has made this statement, the next thing the Bible makes me to understand in verse 45, it says, and he went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold therein and them that bought. So a picture of what you see happen in the temple, you can also find that in the city, in town, in Jerusalem. And the Lord was saying, if only they knew what pertained to their peace, they would not do these things. They were looking again for a physical kingdom. God in Christ was standing right there trying to make them understand that it is more of a spiritual kingdom. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Importantly, because they had read the Torah, they had read the books, they knew the prophecy of Isaiah 9:6 and all of those things. But when the Messiah came, all they had to do was simply accept him as Lord and Savior and move on. But they chose to desire a physical kingdom. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Your inability, my statement number one, says your inability to know and understand the time of your visitation can lead to your destruction. It can bring stagnation and it can bring unfulfillment in your life. Praise ye the Lord. You have to understand and know the time of your visitation. The book of Genesis talks about, you know, we read in the book of Genesis where God talks about times and seasons and all of those things, that he sets the time for us. For you to understand the time of your visitation, you have to engage in the Spirit of the Lord at all times. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, if they engage in the Spirit and they knew that they had read the scriptures, they had read the Torah, they had read the books, they would not have killed Jesus Christ. Amen? If they had understood the time of their visitation, this prophetic utterance would not have occurred, for example. Praise ye the Lord. Of course, we know that in AD 70, Jerusalem, of course, the temple was destroyed. Prophetic speaking of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Give me Acts 17, 24 to 26. Let's look at that scripture real quick. Acts 17, 24 to 26. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Next verse. Neither is worshipped with man's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. Next verse. And had made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and had determined the times beforehand appointed, and the bounds of their habitations. Your times are designed and developed and set up by the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. David said, my times are in your hands, O Lord. Amen? Amen? There is nothing you and I can do about it. Your times and my times are in the hands of the Lord. That will give us Psalm 31 and 15. If you give me that scripture, Psalm 31 and 15, please. Psalm 31 and 15. It says, my times are in thy hands. Now deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and them that persecute me. Praise ye the Lord. So everything about you and I is in God's hands. There's nothing you and I can do about it. We just have to do what? Know the time of your visitation. We are getting there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible talks about the children of Issachar. Give me Chronicles, 1 Chronicles 12, 32. 1 Chronicles 12, 32, please. And it says, and the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do. It says the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. It says they understood the times. They had knowledge. In other words, they had some levels of discernment. Praise the Lord. They understood the times in which they lived in. They had some level of discernment. They knew what to do at any time T. And that is what God is calling us to be. Like children of Issachar. Praise ye the Lord. We don't want to be moved this way or moved that way. The times we are living in is very crucial. Like the sons of Issachar, God is saying to us, I need you guys to be like the sons of Issachar, who knew the times, who understood where they were at any time T. Bible says that the just shall live by what? Faith. People are trusting the government today. But the Lord is saying the just shall live by faith. For you to live by faith, you have to know and understand the time in which you are living in. That's what the Lord wants us to do today. Get to be like the children of Issachar, who knew the times of what Israel ought to do at any time T. So they knew what to do, in other words, how to act appropriately and accordingly and decisively at any time. Praise ye the Lord. Now, Issachar is one of the children of Abraham. I'm sorry, one of the children of Jacob. Amongst the children of Jacob, Issachar was somebody that give me that scripture in Genesis, please. Genesis 49, please. Let me go to that scripture. Genesis 49, 3 to 4. Genesis 49, 3 to 4, please. It says, now talking about Reuben. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might and my beginning, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Next verse. Unstable as water. Now, this is about Reuben. Now, we're going to look at Reuben, and we're going to look at the sons of Issachar and the blessings of on Issachar. He said, unstable as water. A double-minded man, the Bible says, is unstable in all his ways. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So you don't want to be like the children of Reuben, but you want to be like the children of Issachar at all times, knowing the times of your visitation. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Give me verse 14. Let's jump to verse 14, please. Issachar is a strong ass, couching down between two burdens. Next verse. And he saw that rest was good, and the land that it was pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to bear and become a servant unto tribute. Praise ye the Lord. It was no wonder that in the book of Judges, you could find Issachar as part and parcel of the government of Deborah and Barak. Because they understood the time. They were part of the government of Deborah and Barak. And they had victory at all times. They knew how to direct their affairs spiritually. And they were always overcoming. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So you have to discern the time of God's visitation unto you. We might ask ourselves, what is discernment? Simply put, spiritual perception or understanding. It says again, for you to gain this understanding, it says you have to always, like Pastor Yato will say, engage in the spirit at all times. Praise ye the Lord. Proverbs 9:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is what? Understanding. The knowledge of the holy is understanding. You have to be able to discern the time you are living in. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Gain the knowledge. Let's not live our life haphazardly. Let's not be moved by this or moved by that. You have to discern the time you are living in. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hosea 4 and 6 says, my people perish or are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We don't want to be people who are lack of knowledge, who don't have knowledge of anything. We should be able to discern at any time. We don't just want to get up and go seek the face of the Lord before you take a move. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Says knowing the time of your visitation is important to living according to the will of God for your life. Amen? Knowing the time of your visitation is important to living according to the will of God for your life. Now, in the times we are living in, globally, we can understand how it is today. The push for ecumenism, the push for or the emergence of AI and things like that, and all the technological tools that we have today. Praise the Lord. But let us see what it says in Romans chapter 13, 11 to 14, please. Give me that scripture in Romans 13, 11 to 14. And that knowing the time that now it is high time to do what? Awake out of sleep. Don't be carried away by all the AI tools and all the craziness that is going on out there. Yes, if you need to use the tools, use the tools. But be aware of one thing. A lot of people are sleeping, and what we call it, they call it creeping sleep. The devil slowly, gradually creeping in, Not many people are aware spiritually of what's going on in the world today. Praise ye the Lord. Know the time of your visitation. Understand that the time we are living in is not the time to have to play, basically, spiritually. It says, awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Next verse. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off what? The works of darkness. And do what? Put on the armor of light. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and what? Drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy. Next one. But do what? Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like you get up this morning, you put on your clothes. It says, put on Jesus. That's how you do it. Amen? Praise the Lord. Put on Jesus. And make no provision for what? The flesh. To fulfill the lust thereof. Because the time we are living in is a dangerous time. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, in my note, I said here, I said, while the world is giving us AI, right? I mean, look at your phone today. It's all AI, everything. I mean, you didn't ask for it, though, right? You wake up one morning, your phone, boom, AI. The other day, my wife and I were talking. All of a sudden, her phone started recording. Did you push anything? Said, no, I didn't push anything. So how is it recording? AI records your conversation. Praise the Lord. So while the world is giving you AI, and all the technological jargons we see today, God wants to do what? Give you what I call SI. Amen? God wants to give you what? SI. And what is SI? Spiritual intelligence. That's all it is. That's why it says, know the time of your visitation. And we're going to look at some characters, how God visited some people, and how God gave them directions, and what happened. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And that is what you and I need to seek at this time. Spiritual intelligence. How many of us are in school right now? College, school, anybody? Right, you're in school? Okay, great. So you know, when you do your exams, or when you do your home assignments, right? You can use AI, ChatGPT, and all of them, right? You can do that, right? Right? Okay. But remember, when you go to write your exams, you go to the board and write your exams, you're not going to use ChatGPT. You're not. But the system will not allow you. It's not built into that system yet. Right? And that's why God wants to give you SI. Do your study. Do what you have to do to learn, to study, to memorize, whatever you want to do. But you depend on spiritual intelligence to guide you through that exam. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's give the Lord a clap offering this morning. Give me Matthew chapter 1, 20 to 21. Let's look at some of the spiritual intelligence that God began to give some people in the scriptures. It says, and while he thought, now this is talking about Joseph, who was supposed to marry Mary. It says, and while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in what? In a dream. Saying, Joseph, thou son of David,
Fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Next verse. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall do what? Save his people from their sin. Praise ye the Lord. Now go to the next one in Matthew 2, 13 and 14. Let's see what the Holy Spirit said to Joseph here. It says, and when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph again. He says, in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother, and do what? Flee to Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child and destroy him. Praise ye the Lord. Spiritual intelligence that God begins to give unto Joseph. And that is where God wants you and I, the realm he wants you and I to be. Specific instructions, specific directions for your life and my life. Not depending on AI to see us through. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. It says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you shall go. And I will guide you with my eyes. Praise ye the Lord. It says, when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and did what? He departed unto Egypt. So that child was saved. What if he had stood there and not obeyed that instruction? Amen? What do you think would have happened if he had stood there and not obeyed that instruction? You and I will not be sitting here today, because our salvation will not be wrought. But he had to call in a dream, tell Joseph, take that child and go somewhere. And he obeyed unequivocally. He moved. That is why you and I are sitting here today. Praise ye the Lord. That singular obedience of that instruction is led to our salvation today. Give the Lord a clap offering, please. Know the time of your visitation. It comes in diverse ways. It can come in a dream. It can come in some sign. Whatever it is. But know the time of your visitation. Praise ye the Lord. Let's look at Moses and the burning bush. Exodus 3, 1 to 4. Very simple. Exodus 3, 1 to 4. Real quick. It says, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. Next verse. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Next verse. And Moses said, ah, I will turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush is not burning? Next verse. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside, this is the setup. Amen? This is the setup. God was setting Moses up because he wanted to show him something. Praise ye the Lord. And when the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, now God called him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. God wants to position us, you and I, in a place where he can minister to you, show himself to you, reveal himself to you. But you have to be in the right position, right time. If you notice in this scripture, Moses was where? In the wilderness. Was tending to the flock. It was time. Nobody around him. God captured him at that point in time. God revealed himself to him in that burning bush. And he understood at that point, here I am. He answered, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Know the time of your visitation. And when he comes, how are you going to answer? In obedience or in disobedience? You have to discern. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Luke 18:34-43. Luke 18:34-43. Let's look at this gentleman here, this blind man. And they understood none of these things. And this saying was hid from them. Neither knew they what the things which were spoken. And it came to pass that as he was come near unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the way, by the wayside begging. Next verse. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. What is going on here? And they told him, oh, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Bible says, he cried, saying, Jesus, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they they which went before rebuked him that he should not, he should hold his peace. But he cried the more, the Bible says. He cried much more. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Stubborn faith. The time of his visitation came. They were trying to push him down. Pull out, don't, keep quiet. No. Don't let anybody steal your time of visitation. He insisted on, I want to see this David. I don't care what you are saying. I'm not going to shut up. I'm going to cry the more. I'm going to cry the more. Next verse, see what Jesus Christ did. I said, and Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he was come near, he asked him, what do you want me to do? Next verse, saying, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive your sight. What did he do? Your faith hath saved thee. Praise ye the Lord. And Bible says, immediately he received his sight and followed him and did what? He glorified God and all the people. And when they saw it, gave praise unto him. What if he had kept quiet? Amen? What if the blind man had kept quiet? He would not have received his deliverance. He would not have received his miracle. Because he understood that the time of his visitation was here, now, my time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Sometimes we have to develop what we call stubborn faith. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let's look at Peter's encounter with Jesus. Luke 5:1-6. Again, position yourself for an encounter with God at all times. Amen? Position yourself for an encounter with God at all times. Because you don't know what time your visitation will come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Next verse. And he saw, now listen, he saw two ships standing by the lake. But what happened to the fishermen there? Said they were gone. They were not in position. Don't let that be you and I. But the fishermen were gone. Out and out of them. And were doing what? Washing their nets. They were doing something else. Next verse. And he entered into one of the ships. Which was who? Who had that ship? Simon. And prayed him that he would do what? Thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, when he had done speaking, he said unto Simon, do what? Launch out unto the deep and let down your net for a draught. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He came unto Peter's ship. The other ships had gone. There was empty, none. But he came to Peter's ship. And after that, he had done speaking. He told Peter, okay, launch onto the right side. Another text of scripture says, launch onto the other side. Onto the right side, please. Sorry. Praise the Lord. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, oh, we've toiled all night and have, you know, taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word. In obedience to your word. Because you have come and said to me, do this. Oh boy, this is my time of visitation. Praise the Lord. This was Peter's time of visitation. He had toiled all night. Couldn't find anything. But at the obedience of the word of God, it says, at thy word, O Lord, what happened to him? He let the net down. And what happened to that whole net? He said, and when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break. Another version starts calling people, oh, come and join me. Come on, let's pull this net in. We had a great drought. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Know the time of your visitation. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Acts 26. Let's look at Acts 26. Let's look at something that's so important for when I, trying to put this thing together. The Lord led me to this scripture. I said, Acts 26, 12 to 19. We're talking about the visitation of Paul and the mandate given to him. Whereupon, Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, talking to the king Agrippa, I saw in the way a light from heaven above and brightness of the sun, above the brightness of the sun, shining around about me and them who journeyed with me. Next verse. And when we were all falling to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for you to kick against the prick. And next verse, it says, and I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecuted. Next verse. But arise and stand upon thy feet. For I have appeared. Watch that keyword there. I have appeared. This is your time of visitation. It says, unto thee, for this purpose. There's always a purpose for God to visit you. There's a reason. So you have to understand the reason why God is visiting you in any which way it is, your dream or in the world, any which way the Lord is coming to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It says, I have appeared unto thee for this purpose. To do what? To make you what? A minister. And what? A witness. Both of these things which thou hast seen, and of the things in the which I will appear unto thee. Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto them now I send you. Appear to him to tell him, hey, you are going to be a minister. And you are going to be what? A witness. Unto the Gentiles. Paul, he had authority, took the permission from the chief priests and so forth and so on, was a minister of death in that realm to go take the certificate, permission to go and kill Christians and so forth and so on, bring them in, lock them up and so forth. He was a minister of death in that sense. But the Lord is saying, you are coming to be a minister of light. I am going to show you what you need to do. Because this is the time of your visitation. Praise ye the Lord. You are not only going to be a minister of light. You are going to be a witness of the things I show you now and the things I will show you hereafter. Praise ye the Lord. So you begin to understand why the ministry of Paul was the way it was. The question is, when God gives you your assignment for you to be a witness for him, and when I talk about witness, I'm not talking about just, you know, giving out tracts and all that, you know, which is great. No doubt about that. What encounter do you have of the Lord? Amen? Because that encounter can lead to your death in Christ. Are you ready? Am I ready? Think about it for a minute. That is why it is always important to know the time of your visitation. It can lead to your destruction. It can lead to your emancipation. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Are you ready? Are you ready to be a witness for Christ? Because his encounter with God, you could not tell Paul anything else. You couldn't. Because he had an encounter with the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the question is, what is your encounter? What have you encountered of the Lord that no man should take away from you? You can die for that encounter because you have met the Lord. Paul met the Lord. No man could take anything from him. He was ready to die for what he knew of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Are we ready? Isaiah 43 and 10, as I begin to round up. Give me Isaiah 43 and 10, please. God is saying to us by this scripture, says, you are my witnesses. What encounter have you had of the Lord? It says, you are my witnesses. Saith the Lord. And my servant whom I have chosen. So you are chosen. You and I are chosen. Amen? Amen? We have no choice. That's why we are sitting down here today. So we are chosen. He said, we are his witnesses. And like Paul, who God says, I've made you a witness. I've encountered you that you'll be my witness. You can stand before kings and princes. You can stand before all kinds of people and declare God, that God is real. Because he has made you and I witnesses of the Lord, saith the Lord. And my servant whom I have chosen. You and I are chosen from the foundation of the world. That's why we are sitting down here today. To do what? That you may do what? That you may do what? That you may know and believe me. Why are you sitting down here today? Because he has called you and I to believe him. Not only to believe him, but to also do what? Understand him. So we look at the play of words, knowledge, understanding in this scripture. That what? That I am he, that before me there is no God formed, neither shall there be any after me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You and I are called to be his witness. Now, the degree of the encounter we have of the Lord may be different. Amen? For Paul, it was wow. It was wow. For Moses, it was wow. Right? So your encounter and my encounter may be different. But the bottom line is, you and I are called to be what? Witnesses. So we have to know the time of our visitation. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let me have the praise team to come on, please. Praise team, please. So I begin to round up. A few things I want to also understand. What to do in your time of visitation. One, discern the time. Stay engaged in the Spirit. The Bible says, walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Number two, be still and listen intently. Give me Luke 10, 38 to 42. Luke 10, 38 to 42. Luke 10, 38 to 42. And it came to pass that as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard what? His word. So listen intently when your visitation comes. Because there's a message, there's an instruction that God wants to give you. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Says, but Martha, what was Martha doing? Says, Martha was combat about much serving, back and forth, up and down, here and there. And came to him and said, oh, Master, Lord, does thou not care that my sister that had left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. Next verse. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful though. And Mary had chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When your encounter comes, however it comes, be still, intently, hear the word, and do what? Act decisively, like the children of Issachar. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Number three, embrace that encounter. Embrace that visitation. Remember Mary? The angel appeared unto Mary in Luke 1:38. She embraced it. Finally, the word should take root in your heart. Let that word take root in your heart. Embrace it and let it take root into your heart. Why? Because it will do what? Bear fruit with patience. Speak it. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I'll give you my final testimony before I let go. 1994, I came into this country in 1994. I had a program with the U.S. Government, I think it was at the time. How I got to that program is a different testimony entirely. My wife is here. She can testify of that. So I was in that program, finished that program. I was deliberating, do I go back to Nigeria or just remain in America? Of course, I had the opportunity. I mean, it was open. I could have done that. But before I left, the Lord gave me a dream. And he said to me specifically, and I remember this dream, I'm talking about 1994 now. And I can remember this dream and this specific instruction the Lord gave to me. He said, I will give you another kind of visa. I had an open visa anyway. I could do anything in the country. I could stay. I could whatever. But he said, no, I will give you another kind of visa. Okay. I went back to Nigeria. I was going to get married to my wife and everything. We did all that and all that. And I told, and I was telling my wife, I said, look, I don't know what it is, but God gave me this word. Don't plan on anything settling down in Nigeria. Don't buy anything. She's right there. She can testify. Not one thing. Don't buy. Don't pretend that we're not staying in this country. A year, 2 years, had a baby. Of course, you have, as a man, you have to, of course, care for your family. You have to buy stuff in the house, right? Do all of those things. But basic minimum, barest minimum, I told her, don't, because we are not staying in this country. Because the Lord said to me, I will give you another kind of, I don't know how, I don't know what it is, but that word, I kept that word, I spoke that word like crazy faith. All the time. That, honey, can we do? I said, nope, the Lord said, we are not going to stay in this country. A year, 2 years, 3 years, boom, 4 years. Fourth year, I was working with ADC Airlines. I remember that day, the day that airline, that crash happened to that airline, that was the beginning of the end. And I knew at that point in time that I was not going to be that in that country. I mean, not going to be in that company. Not long after that, my wife just came one day. Oh, honey, we have this envelope from the U.S. Embassy. That was the beginning. Boom, another kind of visa. Another kind of visa. Victor, Sister Alice, you are a witness to what I'm talking about. Because the Lord said so. Know the time of your visitation. And when it comes, listen to it intently. Believe that message when it comes. Act upon it. Speak about it. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Give you all the glory. Give you all the praise. Thank you, Lord, for your word today that we have shared. You take all the glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless you and worship you. Thank you, Lord, for your people that I will cause them, oh Lord, to know the time of their visitation in the name of Jesus. That will cause them to understand the intricacies of these things and to act upon them in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your wonderful name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.